Lake George Opera, now Opera Saratoga, began with a production of De Fledermaus at the Diamond Point Theater on July 5th, 1962, playing to an audience of 230 happy people. The company now calls Saratoga Springs home and performs for more than 25,000 people annually. This season, Opera Saratoga presents the productions of The Merry Widow, amongst others. We're going to get an idea of the entire season by talking to Opera Saratoga's artistic and general director, Larry Edelson, who joins us this morning. Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure to have you on the program. The season runs through July 15th, and I mentioned just one of several, so let's go through the season. How do you start off?
Sure. Well, we are opening with a new production of The Merry Widow, one of the most famous operettas, of course, by Franz Lehár. We haven't done the show for 30 years, though, and I know we have a big audience for operetta in the region, so we're bringing back a new production, a great show in song and dance, really an ideal production for families as well. On June 30th, we're opening a double bill, and this is actually made up of two operas, which I guarantee no one has ever seen before, because at least here in the area, because one is a world premiere and one is an American premiere. The first is the world premiere of a piece called Vinkensport, or the Finch Opera. Have you ever seen the movie Best in Show by Christopher Guest?
Yes, of course.
So Best in Show, of course, is about these very eccentric people who show their dogs. Well, Vinkensport is about people who show their birds, and the wacky personalities and the motivations behind competition and how far people will go to win. And the second half of that double bill is Rocking Horse Winner, which is the American premiere of an opera based on the short story by D.H. Lawrence about a young man who discovers his ability to predict which horses will win at the track. Of course, a perfect opera for Saratoga Springs, and we're very excited to present that. Then July 7th, our final production, The Consul, the Pulitzer Prize-winning opera that originally premiered on Broadway in 1950, opens. It's about a family that is trying to escape from oppression in their home country and the bureaucracy they face as they seek refuge in a neighboring country, a real political thriller, but of course, very topical and relevant considering what's happening with refugees and immigrants in the world today.
Absolutely. You have programs that go around all of this, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we have a number of different programs that we're offering. Connected to The Consul in particular, on July 2nd, we are doing a special program at Albany Unitarian Universalist, a panel discussion called Refugee Voices with immigrants and refugees from around the world who have made the capital region their home. As I said, it's a free event on July 2nd, and you can register online on our website for that, really to explore their experiences, Albany's role as a sanctuary city, and tie that into the themes in The Consul. We've had actually a number of free concerts which are already passed, but we also have a big operetta concert, Vienna City of My Dreams, which is taking place on July 12th. And we have a new free program for students called Discover Opera, where we have free tickets available for high school and college students on the opening nights of our double bill and The Consul. Information is available online, of course, about that.
Okay, we just did a great data dump there. A lot of good stuff. And so let's dive in a little
sure.
bit. First of all, you mentioned operetta. Mm-hmm. The difference between an operetta and an opera being...
Well, the biggest difference is that in operetta, there are sections of spoken dialogue interspersed with the sung sections. Now, there are many different types of operetta. The company in the past has done a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Sure.
In fact, my first exposure to the company was when I was invited in as a guest director to direct HMS Pinafore. So I've always had a fondness for operetta. My personal taste leans more towards the Viennese operetta, the German operettas. We're actually doing The Merry Widow in English in a new translation to make it very accessible. But it's also a form in which dance often plays a very big role. And when I came to the company, because of the interest in dance in the region, of course, we're home to New York City Ballet in the summer and the National Dance Museum, we started a program called Opera in Motion, where dance plays a really integral role in at least one production every summer. So this is really an opera in song and dance. And in fact, the waltz plays a pivotal role in the plot of The Merry Widow, and it's an interesting tidbit. It's the first piece in which the waltz played a really pivotal role in forwarding the plot of the story of an opera, or an operetta in this case.
When you think about the type of work that you do, is your company always changing depending on the type of work, or do you have a core company?
So we have all guest artists, different artists during the summer. We have a very large young artist program, an emerging artist program. We have 29 artists in residence from around the country and, in fact, around the world. We audition about 1,000 artists every year for this program. It's very competitive. And the young artist program was originally started by David Lloyd, the longest standing artistic and general director of the company. And it's a real core component of what we do. These artists really serve as the backbone of the company. They perform supporting roles. Some of the more advanced artists perform principal roles, and they get professional development opportunities as well. And then to complement that, we do have some guest artists from opera houses around the world. So at Opera Saratoga, you can see singers who are singing at the Met or the Paris Opera or Vienna Staatsoper, but you're going to see them up close and personal in a 500-seat theater in a way that you won't get anywhere else in the region.
And that is really interesting. What is the audience, given that you've been doing this, that the company has been doing this mm-hmm. so long and have moved up and down the Northway, but still the company's been doing this a long time, what do you know about your audience?
Well, our audience is diverse, and I think that's really important. There's no one audience for opera, just like there's no one kind of opera. I get sometimes people say, well, I don't like opera, and my typical response to that is, well, do you not like movies? I mean, there are some people who like sure. thrillers and some like romantic comedies. And, you know, there is a different flavor of opera for everyone. And so when I'm doing our programming, my goal is really to, you know, represent the breadth and depth and scope of what opera can be. So we're always doing things that include traditional repertoire, looking back at sort of the historical canon. And this year, that's The Merry Widow. But we're also looking forward at works that look at how opera can tell stories in music for today.
When you think about the changing of the audience, you still have a core, though, right? I mean, you mm-hmm. still have people who come no matter what you do because they love what you do.
Absolutely. We have people who will come to everything. We have people who select specific pieces. I think my favorite thing, though, is, you know, if we have a subscriber who, you know, comes to all three operas, but they say to me, well, I wasn't really looking forward to X opera. You know, that wasn't the thing I was most excited about, but it ended up being my favorite thing. You know, when we can expose people to new things, unexpected things, and also, you know, challenge expectations about what opera is. I think there are a lot of stereotypes about opera sometimes. And I think opera has, you know, really come into its own recently as a really exciting and thriving contemporary theatrical form.
The idea of the when you put a repertoire together, when you put I'm struck by the one piece of that you're saying, a world premiere.
Mm-hmm.
That balance of old and new, I guess, is something that every artistic director has to deal with or wants to deal with or mm-hmm. wants to avoid, depending on your
yeah,
what your
absolutely.
Background
yeah.
is. It's something you embrace.
Absolutely.
So why is it important to you?
I believe that every opera company has an obligation to produce new work. I believe it's an obligation to our audiences and to the art form. You know, every opera that's in the traditional repertoire and the standard canon once was new. Once it was a premiere. And for opera to continue to thrive, that cycle has to continue. So we really owe it to our audiences and to the art form to be continually infusing the repertoire with new works. And it is a balancing point. You know, we don't want to do only new works. We are, you know, the only professional opera company directly in our region. So we have multiple audiences to serve. But, you know, I've been working really hard since I've been at the company. This is my fourth season to strike that balance and to provide, you know, some traditional beloved works alongside works that are new. And sometimes that actually includes older works that just haven't been done before. We've done our first Baroque opera since I've been at the company, our first opera in Spanish since I've been at the company, our first Philip Glass opera since I've been there. So, you know, the operatic canon is incredibly diverse, more so than a lot of people realize. And my goal is to really be able to show that to our audiences.
How long have you been with?
This is my fourth summer.
And what have you learned in that time?
Oh, wow. That I don't get a lot of sleep during June and July.
Well, nobody in Saratoga gets a lot of sleep in June and July, but I still feel for you.
No, you know, I do it because I love it. First of all, I mean, Saratoga is an amazing, amazing community, and I really love that we're a part of it. You know, once upon a time, opera was a part of SPAC's profile when New York City Opera was touring to SPAC. Many people don't realize that Opera Saratoga, while a next-door neighbor to SPAC, is not actually part of SPAC. And we have a wonderful relationship with SPAC, and Elizabeth Sobel and I are working together on a number of projects, and she, of course, has been a wonderful addition to the region. But Saratoga embraces the performing arts in a really all-encompassing way. And I think there are some really interesting intersections between the different performing arts that we have in the region that we've begun to explore even more in recent years. And I think that's one of the things I'm most excited about for the future.
The Opera Saratoga season gets underway on July 5th.
No, we open on June 29th.
You open on June 29th.
And we go through July 15th.
My apologies. No. I was looking at the wrong date.
No worries.
So that is exciting, and you run through July 15th. Is that enough? That's a good season for you?
That's good. We'd love to be able to do more, but we're doing what we feel our audiences will support right now. And, we have a window of time that falls right now really well before ballet comes. There's a lot going on in the summer, and we want people to be able to enjoy all the riches that Saratoga have to offer. So we're working with all of our partners in the area to make sure that we try not to overlap too much, and people can go and see everything that the region has to offer this summer.
To learn more about Opera Saratoga, you can visit operasaratoga.org, operasaratoga.org. Wonderful season on tap, again running through July 15th. And your venue is?
We are at the Spa Little Theater in Spa State Park.
Perfect place.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it a perfect place?
It is. And it's under 500 seats. It's wonderful acoustics. There's really nowhere you can enjoy opera in such an intimate and beautiful surroundings.
It's perfect. It's just a perfect place. It's at the Spa Little Theater, and you can find out more by going to operasaratoga.org. Larry Adelson is the Artistic and General Director of Opera Saratoga. It is a delight to have you here. I hope you have I hope you get some sleep.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great season.
Thank you.
And
very much.
I look forward to hearing how it all went on the other side.
Thank you so much for
having me. Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, operasaratoga.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.